what's up? I've got a preview of the Lost Zane recordings. It was the time back, 107.3 WBBL. You know, doing the radio show, last morning radio job that I had. Check it out. I got the full show here from what the hell we talked about on that cold, cold morning in January of 2017. Oh, my God. Anyway, the full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, added to the stable of listening material that you can listen to on the Patreon. 15-plus hours of content each and every week on there, including in that, of course, the Lost Zane recordings. You got that twice a week. You got the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Hillbilly Central radio station, Q100. You got the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia for Cash, and the daily Patreon bonus. It's all there for you, a $5 or $10 donation, and then the world at your fingertips. The $5 is all the audio. The $10 is the audio, the video, the live streams, all there for you. I suggest just trying it out for 1 month. If it sucks, cancel it. If you like it, let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off the cost. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you're thinking about it, or if you've given in the past, thank you so much. Okay, enjoy this preview of the Lost Zane recordings. Good morning. Wednesday morning, the Eric Zane Show. Show number 187. Name for Julius. Commences now. You notice the word commences. That means beginning. I don't know if you know that, Julius.
I do.
You do know that.
I do.
Okay. 29 outside right now. Feels like about 21 back to normal. A high of about 42, though, they're saying, so it might warm up a little later on. Cloud cover throughout the day. What happens when you don't plow your snow when it piles up leading up to yesterday? Well, most of it melts. And then it freezes on the overnight. And then when you back out of the driveway, all of a sudden your car is sideways. All the other homes in our neighborhood, nice, clean pavement because those people actually do something. I do not. I did not. Because I'm a failure.
I'm surprised it all didn't go away because it rained hard.
Yes. And then the wind picked up. You know, normal 60-mile-an-hour gusts causing power outages for a lot of people in the listening area. Grand River is has a flood advisory issued. This dam, all that ice is like piled up. And then the moisture on top of it. Swollen river. Sexy voice weather in about an hour. This is the Eric Zane Show. Julius is here. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Ben is here. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
So, as we're starting the show this morning, Julius, you talked about the Chick-fil-A opening up.
Yeah, I guess it does open tomorrow. But someone from Wood tweeted out, people are pretty excited about at Chick-fil-A. And there's a bunch of morons standing outside.
That can't be right. Really? They're lined up now? Well, like a day in advance?
I guess. If anyone's there, call us.
Yeah,
I'm curious. Are you guys lining up for tomorrow? Because that's sad.
Very strange.
This one lady's wearing, I love Chick-fil-A. I've never had Chick-fil-A. It can't be that good. Huh?
You know, as far as a chicken sandwich would go, it's a chicken sandwich. Tastes good to me. I like it. I don't know if I'd line up for anything, though.
No.
I mean, come on.
Kidding me?
So
you've had it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, it works its way up here. People are freaking out now because it's something new. They did the same thing for Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, really?
Everybody made a big deal freaking out about that.
I mean, I like donuts as much as the next guy, but...
Isn't that weird?
Krispy Kreme isn't... I mean, it's a really good donut, but it's not anything crazy.
800-785-1073, if you're out.
Oh, wow, people are calling in about the Chick-fil-A?
Well, that's crazy. There's now four lines lit up. And I'll be out there today, actually, at around 11, because they're having like a, hey, come on in, media. Yeah. Try it.
You walk by all the peasants waiting for tomorrow's opening.
I'll just burst in.
I mean, it looks good. I wouldn't wait for it.
I mean, this is Brian
in Lakeview. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Not bad. What's going on?
Well, I believe I have an answer for you. If people are standing out, it's because the first 100 people that walk through the door when it opens up gets free Chick-fil-A for a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
But they're already standing outside. They're going to stand outside for over 24 hours then.
I guess. Some people must really like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. It's so out of the way right now for, like, me.
I don't know. I like it, but, I'm not going to stand outside for 15 minutes, let alone 24 hours.
Well, you are a smart man.
I wish they would have opened in the summer.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
All right, Brian. Thank you, buddy. 800-785-1073.
I did forget about that. They're opening a Chick-fil-A, right next to my place within, the next year or so.
Okay.
And still, I will not stand outside for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Even for free Chick-fil-A for a year. How fat I would get if I had free Chick-fil-A for a year.
Yeah, all that work with age management would be out the window, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, fried chicken. I can have it once in a while, even before age management.
They have a lot of bogs stuff, too, though, that's more conducive to what you're shooting for. But, man, those sandwiches, I love them. 800-785-1073. Email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Twitter, @ericzaneshow, @easyshowoj. And on Facebook, facebook.com/ericzanefanpage. Pistons lose last night. Wings lose in overtime.
Yep, stayed up for most of that game.
You stayed up, huh?
Yeah, I think I fell asleep somewhere around the third period, near the end of the third period. And looking at the highlights, Abdul Kader took kind of a bad penalty in overtime. And so they went on the Blackhawks went on the power play. Duncan Keith, goal, game over. Thanks.
Dude,
so there were so many shots on net.
Yeah.
I don't know if you looked at the box score.
No. Who was your goalie?
Mrazek was.
Okay.
He made 39 saves.
Yeah.
And the Wings got, I think, 36 shots on Crawford.
So.
Fun game.
Wings fall.
Athanasiu had this goal that almost made me fall out of my chair. They almost made him fall out of his chair.
He was sitting?
Or not. Fall off the ice. That's how crazy it was. He was standing and almost fell out of his chair.
And in a crazy move, Andreas Athanasiu flew out onto the ice while seated on a chair.
After he scored, he just kind of stood there for a couple seconds. Like, wow. Because it hit the upper 90, right in the 90-degree angle of the goal. Insane.
Man.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Benched him. Franz Nielsen, lone all-star, by the way. That's fun.
He's an all-star?
The lone all-star.
Franz Nielsen?
Franz Nielsen was named as the lone all-star for the Red Wings. It's gotten to the point where, remember what the Tigers were really bad in the MLB has that rule where every team needs an all-star?
Oh, and we'd send
Fick?
Yes, Robert Fick, we'd send him.
Well, the reality right now is the Red Wings are in that position, they just need to get somebody because every team needs a representative.
Are they making the playoffs this year?
My heart says yes, my brain says no.
Okay.
Mantha should have been the all-star. He has more goals, more points than Franz Nielsen. Athanasiu would have been a better option. Larkin. Franz Nielsen. I suppose if he gets injured. What does this reference do?
Well, it's 1 year ago that David Bowie died.
Oh, of course. It's an odd song to pick, though. Golden Years.
Yeah. So, as the day unfolded yesterday, I start hearing a story that BuzzFeed put out about President-elect Trump with bizarre allegations about Mr. Trump's ties to Russia. Classified documents were apparently presented to both Trump and President Obama last week that hit the internet, and it's very weird. Now, right away, this seems very strange to me because BuzzFeed and everyone who's covered it has said the same thing. This is unsubstantiated and strange, and we can't confirm anything. And my first thought is, well, then why is this being taken off? Why is it even being thrown out there if nothing can back it up?
I mean, it's clickbait, right? You're going to click on it.
Again, completely unverified at this point.
And it's hard to verify anything coming out of Russia, right?
I would guess, but at least some of it supposedly comes from a British intelligence officer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who's considered credible. The report says that Russia has a lot of incriminating info on President-elect Trump, which they had been gathering over a period of several years. Like, oh yeah, put it in the Trump file. One day we might be able to use this. Is that what's happening here?
I mean, Trump is, even before he was elected president, was a big figure.
Sure.
And he was always like, people back in the 80s were asking him if he had any political aspirations. He was always on the cusp of, like, you know, the political world.
But, of course, they kept it quiet and instead coordinated with his campaign, according to this article, to release damaging intel on Hillary Clinton. Now, I mean, that's all their claim. I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I don't even know if I believe any of that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There's one allegation, though, that's truly insane and not for sensitive ears, according to this article. Supposedly, Trump once booked the presidential suite at Moscow's Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and he had specifically requested a room where the Obamas had stayed. Then, it's claimed that he hired a group of Russian hookers to perform a show right there in front of him on the bed that the Obamas had slept in. And, supposedly it was a golden shower party, which I don't know if I ever want to be part. I know I don't ever want to be part of a golden shower party.
No.
Have you ever been to a bachelor party and some guy says, yeah, man, we got some strippers and hookers and it's going to be a crazy scene. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to be surrounded by anyone. I don't want to be involved in that. I mean, it's just awful. I mean,
it's a crazy scene.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be great, man. It's gonna be strippers all over the place and prostitutes, and you get to do whatever you want. I mean, it's gonna be awesome. I mean, we can watch a football game and do guy stuff, you know, like guys do. I don't do that. Hell, I didn't. I went to one strip club in my life, and I hated it. It was the worst. Twitter is having a field day with it. There are some funny things that are going on Twitter about this. Trump already tweeted his denial. He called it fake news and a total political witch hunt. Probably true. Not the golden showers is probably true. It probably is a political. In fact, I can guarantee it's a political witch hunt.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it is. So there's that.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day.
I don't even know what to say about it other than that. Would this have changed anything? Had this come out?
No, I don't think so. Because first of all, you can't. If it is true, I don't think anybody really cares.
No. Do you think it's true?
No, I don't.
No.
No, I don't. I really don't. It's just remarkable that it was. It's been pawned off as this is the news and this is real. And it's like, come on. So no, I don't believe that. That Donald Trump hired hookers to show up and on the bed had a golden shower party.
Right? To this song, right? They were listening to R. Kelly. I mean, I think we'll find out more about it, right?
Well, I don't, you know.
Or is this the...
Well, they'd have to dig a little
deeper. For lack of better words, the dump of information and that's it.
Yeah.
Or are people going to talk about it?
This is just a sprinkling. A deep yellow sprinkling. A tinkling.
Russia is a shady place.
Yeah.
Like, I know communism is over, so they claim.
the intel there and like the surveillance is out of this world.
Did you happen to see look at the video I showed you of the dog? Did you watch the video of the dog that I sent? The Loka, the pug dog. And I'll post this on our Facebook page. And it's something I don't want to play on the air because there's a really annoying song that accompanies it. It's a dog whose owner lives in Ireland, Belfast, Ireland. And the pug, Loka the pug, is a normal dog that cannot run. Now, when I say it can't run, I mean it's not like it doesn't have legs. But for some reason...
It walks normal.
Yes, it walks normal. It barks. It rolls down. It rolls over. Plays dead. Eats its food. Jumps up on people. Goes to the bathroom normally. But when this dog tries to run...
Looks like it's having a walking seizure.
It's trying to walk it out. It's really jacked, man. Remember that? Wasn't there a woman in the news years ago who claimed that she had some type of virus, and whenever she tried to walk, she'd like fall on the ground and all like have like seizures and conniptions. Do you remember that, Ben, when we talked about that in the glory days?
I do.
Well, that's what this reminds me of. This dog it's hysterical to see this dog try to run. And he's a normal dog, happy. He's not in any pain. And as soon as he tries to run, it's like a Tasmanian devil. His legs go like all different directions. His head, he bucks like a bronco. It's awesome.
His back legs like bend over his head.
Yes.
Whoever this is has like four other dogs or whatever.
The family with like three, four dogs.
And they all run normal.
They do. But for some reason, this dog...
Never picked up on it.
...doesn't know how to run. And in the video that you play, they're singing an Irish folk tune that they wrote specifically for the dog. And they sing it, and there's subtitles underneath it, so you can...
Actually understand what they're saying.
Understand what they're saying, because it's an Irish accent as they say.
But happy still I am.
Right. And so now when you read it, when they actually made the song, they put the F word in it. And if this were English, it would be I still can't bleeping run. And F, you know, the bad word. And but since it's Irish, they wrote F-E-C-K-I-N. So that the swear word would have an Irish accent to it. Now, Diana found out about this video from Madison, my 13-year-old daughter. And she didn't realize that when...
What the word was.
Yes, when the Irish pronounce the swear word with a F-E sound, that she's actually swearing. I still can't bleeping run. And she's walking around the house singing it with thinking it's just some made up.
It's an Irish word.
Crazy word. She doesn't know what it is. But I'm in the other room and I hear her sing. I still can't bleeping run. Go, what the hell was that? I go, hey, what are you doing? What? Yeah, I just heard you sing a song. It was kind of crazy. Oh, yeah. She sings the line, and I go, oh, no, you can't. She goes, I was singing it in school today. I go, oh, man, you can't, you know, this is bad. Yeah, that's just a swear word. You're saying the F word there.
No.
And she didn't quite, and she goes, oh, and then she realized it. So then the rest of the day, she's singing that song, and she just carefully omits it. She goes, I still can't run. We're around the house singing this song. You got to see it. Do you have it? Can you get it up there quicker than I can? Because it'll take me forever.
It'll be up there by next week.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Hey, go to the Facebook page. Ben, you know, in a perfect world, there's a reason why I asked you if you're swamped with work over there.
Okay.
Because ultimately, do you remember how Steve would post stuff to the website the second we talked about it?
Yeah.
We haven't had that luxury here. I mean, I couldn't get Tyler to stay awake, so I never even broached the topic.
Right.
But at some point, that might be something that's in your wheelhouse so that we can post this stuff finally to WBBL.com as opposed to go to Facebook or, you know, get the traffic on somewhere else. So that's just like peeling the curtain back a little bit. I might have to have Marcus walk you through that. So this is probably like a seven or eight day process, maybe 4 or 5 hours a day to learn it. But so, yeah, right now you can see that facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Julius is putting up the picture, the video of this dog. It's not safe for work because of what I told you about.
I think you can get away with it.
You can, because it's very playful. And he sings it on a harmonizer, so it sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks. So it's way annoying. Way annoying. Maybe I'll play like just a minute of it or 10 seconds of it to give you an idea. I'll circle back to it. In fact, I'm going to open it up right now. I just won't play the bad part. 1-800-785-1073. Email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Okay. No, you know what? I'm going to circle back. We'll come back with that. And I have audio from, did you pull that audio of that lady in the road rage incident?
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't even know where this happened. There's a lady who is pissed off about something, and she rolls down the window and screams at everyone around her, and it's awesome. We'll play that for you coming up at 6:25. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. At least just go there and check it out and see what it's all about and how it works. Okay. Have a good one, folks. Talk to you. Bye-bye.